Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
George Ezra in Budapest on Today FM, 1027. Before that was Noah Kahan and Stick Season. Alison Curtis with you. Weekend Breakfast, and Shane Dan Byrne is in studio. Shane, is the Dan, I know it's been part of your life forever, but is it part new for the introduction or...
Well, Shane Daniel Byrne, and then Instagram couldn't fit Shane Daniel Byrne, so I did Shane Dan Byrne, and I just kept that.
Okay.
But I'll tell
you
this.
How should I refer to you today?
Shane.
Okay, thank you.
Shane thereafter. Shane Daniel introduction and Shane thereafter. Many years ago when I was young, because my name is Shane Byrne, and there's also that rugby player called Shane Byrne.
Yes.
And I was supposed to come on to, in this building to do news talk, and when I was like a teenager, and then they rang me and they were like, start talking about rugby. And I was like, oh, no, you have the wrong Shane Byrne. And then into the studio. I was supposed to talk about the Debs.
Oh.
Which really was none of my business to be talking about anyway. I wasn't really that kind of type of guy. But I went, and then I had to go to the radio, and they were like, oh, no, because we didn't ring you about the Debs, you have to go. So I didn't get to go on the radio, my family were listening in, waiting for me to come on.
Well, your opportunity is now.
Now, here I am. My time has come, Today FM. And I also used to listen to you when you were a badass pirate radio station lady.
Now, did you?
Now you're a full, part of the establishment.
I am.
But I recall those days when you were playing cool dude music.
So was that when we were in Shed, or when we actually were legit? Was it a pirate then?
Where is it? Were you on the pirate part?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. I remember the pirate part.
So we were in a shed in Sandy Mount, I think. I can't remember where we were. I had to get a bus all the way out there. It was not legit then.
Love it.
It was kind of wild. Days.
No shade to Today FM, but I do miss a bit of Phantom. Something different.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to set a new radio station up.
But they wanted when we started...
There's opportunities in radio at the moment, so I'm going to see what's going to happen. We'll see what happens.
But I remember they're like, change your name. Like, you can change your name when you want to. I was like, okay, first of all, I think not being Irish, my voice will maybe But second of all, I would say a stupid name like, hey, it's Lisa Cars or something like that. And then I'd be like, the next going, Alison Curtis. Name. Damn. Give it away.
Wasn't Mirren O'Connell on that? And now she is darling of morning television?
She was on it when we were legit.
She was only legit.
She got on maternity leave, actually.
Oh, did she?
That's
indeed
how she started. Yeah.
Did she indeed? Gave her the gig.
I gave her the gig and then I came back. So the tour. I love the title. We were talking about it off air, Buddy's Gay, but it could be said in so many different ways.
Yeah, it's called Buddy's Gay, and I like it because when sometimes people are talking about the show and they're like, and he sold out two Vicar Streets with his show, but he's gay. It always creates this mess, and then people don't know how to say it. Or if, like a friend of mine was doing, when you go to Edinburgh, you shout each other's shows out at the end of your show.
Right.
And he was like, I really recommend my friend Shane Daniel Byrne, but he's gay. And they're like, that's the title of the show, so you can have a bit of fun.
But if it gets said like in so many ways, so it's like bud. Like it just be said in so many ways.
Part of it is because I'm like, it's like, look at all my achievements and triumphs despite my the adversity of being a diverse member of the world. It's like, look what I've achieved. But he's gay, but look at all he's done. Part of it is that as well. That's kind of private. I shouldn't have shared that. I sound very arrogant.
No, you don't. So you've got two more dates.
Yeah, I'm nearly finished. I've been touring all over the place. So nearly finished. I have Dríocht in Blanchardstown and Civic in Tallaght. Civic in Tallaght is the last one.
Okay.
Bray, there's a couple of tickets left for Bray actually on the 8th of June as well, but I'm nearly finished now.
So I saw your Instagram post on that. You're like, sorry, the date was wrong.
I know.
But when your tour's so long.
I'm so bad at the admin sometimes. Like, I used to be a professional administrator, but for my own admin, for my own self, I'm like, I had to get a new poster made because I changed the date, and then I ended up changing all other things in the poster and didn't change the date though. I didn't, like, the whole point was to fix the Bray date. So I hope no one turned up to Bray yesterday because I was not there.
You weren't. Where can people find the information about the tour?
My Instagram is the best place to go, so just at Shane Dan Byrne. And all the tour shows, the remaining tour shows are there, and other little bits pop up as well.
Okay, and tell me, back from Australia, how did you find that?
Nuts. I went to Australia, like, I found the guy from Australia saw my show in the Edinburgh Fringe.
Okay.
And he was like, they're very Australian and cool and chill, and he's like, yeah, we'll totally have you over, bro. No worries. And I was like, sure. And then these people talk for months, and I just assumed it's going to go away. Like, I was like, that's not real, I can't possibly be going doing a tour in Australia. And then like a few weeks before, they're like, yeah, so here's your dates, here's your hotel. I was like, what the hell
is happening?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you go over on your own?
Yeah, so you go on your own. It's a bit like the first, that was when people always say, like, when's your big mo. I got into the hotel, obviously you're jet lagged and everything, and I was looking at the view of Melbourne, has skyscrapers we don't have here, and I was looking at all that, and I was like, this, I'm just telling jokes, like, all I do is do little videos on the internet. and do a few jokes, and I'm in pubs around Dublin, and now here I am at the other side of the world. So it's kind of surreal, but nuts, and loads of Irish people turned up.
Of course.
Which there's so many Irish people in Australia, and they all show up, and then they bump into each other at the show as well, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah.
And in the queue then, I try and meet them in the queue, so I go, hi, on the way in the door, whatever, and they all the Irish people telegraph their Irishness to you, and they're all like, how's it going? Well, there he is, there's the man. And I'm like, but they do that, but I'm like, I already knew you were Irish because I saw your face. Like, I could, do you know what I mean?
Like, you know, Shane, this is bad. I shouldn't admit this, but we're admitting things on national.
Sure, go for it.
So all the years I go to Canada for, go back to see family and stuff like that, every time I'm in the lineup for the flight, I always go Irish or not, or like Irish or Canadian, like versus, and I'm 99.9% of the time.
Oh,
I'm right. Yeah.
One slow eye, the other one very busy. That kind of thing. Like, just little bits you pick up on. Do you know what I mean?
But I was just in London for 3 days, and I know it's such a short period of time, but honestly, getting back to Dublin yesterday, I was like, it just, I was so happy to just be, like, made me really appreciate being back around the voices and accents
they
that
get,
I like.
I think when Irish people go away, though, they absorb very much what's the vibe of the place they're in. Like, the Irish in Australia, they're all gone very sexy. They're all gone very fit. They're all obviously in sun-kissed, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're all very fit. The boys have moustaches.
I've
had a moustache for years, and that's my own
business. It suits you.
But the straight boys and everything have moustaches in Melbourne. It's all very cool and trendy over there. And they get, you know when people go to London and then they come back and they have a new tattoo like on their neck or something? You know what I mean? And they come back and they're like delighted with their life. They're like, yeah, it's just London. We were in Hackney Wick. Blah, 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 blah. Like, they love themselves. It's one of them.
I couldn't cope with it long-term, though. I was like, it's too busy. There's too much going on.
No, I like a visit to London. I'm like, I love the pace. Do you know what I mean? I get involved in all that, and I'm like, love the tube. So speedy. You get around. It's such a busy bustle. I love the bustle, but I could not live there.
I couldn't either.
And listen to them all talking. Like, no. Okay.
Yeah, just go there.
You know, English people. That's what I'm talking about.
But they're also just about themselves. Anyway, so Edinburgh, I want to ask you about this. Mm. So that is so significant for comedians for jumping off points, isn't it? Like, it's such a hub, and it still has that heritage.
It's a total rite of passage thing. It's a moment like there's, you know, in Edinburgh, there's 3,500 shows on every single day.
Every day.
And there's shows on 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So there's something to do at all times and show to go and see. But it's like, you have to, like, it's competitive. You have to go around with flyers of your own face and ask people to come. And that's like, that's very tough for Irish people. It's like, we're so embarrassed of ourselves.
Come or not, it doesn't matter.
So I'll pay for the ticket. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, don't worry about that. It's humiliating. And the other countries are great at it. Like, they all love it. Like, they're all, but you get into it. But it is like, it is such a thing. You do 29 shows in a row every single day. And it's only an hour a day. Day, but that's a lot of energy and a lot of time to be talking on your own for an hour each day, and you don't get that anywhere else. Like, you can't have that here. We couldn't sustain that level of gigs here.
No.
So you get so much better. Like, everyone kept telling, all the lads were like, you'll be bulletproof when you come home, man. You'll be bulletproof. And it's not that your jokes are better, but you're just more chill, more confident, and kind of like, you're just braver on stage. You're like, when I came back, those first few months when you come back, you're doing your smaller gigs are so delicious because you're like, I'll do whatever. I'll just see. You have no plan. You go out there, you're like, I'll put a few bits together. You know what I mean? I'll see what they feel like out there. But it is. So I'm going again. So kind of this time I'm not as worried about it. I'm not as scared of it because I'm like, you've done it, and you feel like the first one is just get it done. What's it going to be like? How hard is this going to be? Because everyone says, you have some people just have a hard, they have show is perfectly good, but people aren't coming.
Yeah.
Or no reviewer will come, or no one.
Or it's just the night sometimes.
Sometimes it's just comedy is.
Yeah.
That's what's cruel about comedy. You can do the same set twice in the same night, and one of them you'll smash and have a great time. The other one's crickets.
Yeah, no,
it's
it is.
Weird.
It is weird. And the other thing I want to ask you about, I'm mad into watching Taskmaster, which I find hard to say at the moment. And I don't even know, is he still making it? I love, it's Greg, what's his name again?
Horn and Greg.
Oh, God.
Alex Horn and Greg. Oh, what's his name? I can't think of his name.
What is it? Oh, my God, this is terrible. This is Radio
Davies.
Gold.
Davies,
I love him. That is a format, it's brilliant. And I know it's been around for a long time, but I'm just into it now because it's like a half an hour that you can watch. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
I mean, every comedian would love to do that show.
Yeah.
Every comedian. Like, you look at, like, there's like Fern Brady, who's a pal of mine. She was on that a few years ago, and she's like touring. She was in Australia when I was in Australia, but she's still on tour. I've been home like 5 weeks. She's in America now doing things. She's nearly finished. But like, it's a real launch pad. Mm-hmm. And what's really good about Taskmaster is they cast people who aren't necessarily the they're not on all the other shows, maybe.
Yeah.
And they're people who kind of, the way they're funny is they're just being funny as themselves, yeah, rather than being on a panel show and desperately having 10 people writing jokes for them and trying to get their little joke in.
There's something so wholesome about it as well. Like, it's like,
it's
no,
it's just
really
having fun.
Yeah.
I think that's, I'm really into comedy just being
it,
for
he?
Fun.
He is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Still going on, and there's international versions around the world. Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
So I've met a few of the people who are doing it in New Zealand and Australia. I'd love there to be an Irish version.
Because there's a lot of comedians
there's
in Ireland.
There's loads of comedians.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Too many.
I could talk to you forever, but I'm not allowed to.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming
so much
in.
For having
Shane
me. A pleasure.
Dan Byrne. Thank
there
you so much.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.